With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump gave Senate Republicans permission to start their August recess last night, shortly before Democratic and Republican leaders agreed to quickly vote on seven final civilian nominees, but none of the more than 100 still pending on the calendar.
The agreement allowed for votes to begin on cloture and confirmation of the nominees without debate. Among those confirmed under the deal was Jeanine Pirro, who was nominated by the president to be the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. President Trump had repeatedly called on Senate Republicans to stay in session through August to vote on his judicial nominees. The president posted Thursday on Truth Social, quote, "Republicans, for the health and safety of the USA, do your job and confirm all nominees." But after an exhausting stretch on Capitol Hill, including multiple voteramas, there was little appetite on either side to stick around. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A new poll finds opinions on racial discrimination in this country have changed in the past 4 years.
45%, or less than half of Americans, think black people face high levels of discrimination in the U.S. That's a substantial decline from 60% 4 years ago, when many companies were launching efforts to promote diversity. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The current poll found 32% of U.S. adults say Asians face a lot of racial discrimination. That's down from 45% in 2021. That 2021 poll was conducted not long after the first police officer was found guilty in the death of George Floyd and the killings of 8 people, including 6 Asians, at spas in Atlanta. Jennifer King, Washington.
Another poll, AP NORC Variety, finds that many Democrats see their political party as weak or ineffective. Survey also finds deep pessimism within Democratic ranks. Republicans are a lot more complimentary of their party. The poll asked a variety of questions. Overall, U.S. adults hold a dim view of both parties right now. This is SRN News. While most wealthy countries have witnessed steep declines in religious faith in recent years, the United States is an outlier by comparison. Multiple polls do indicate that the percentage of Americans belonging to a religious congregation is declining. However, the percentage of Americans who are intensely religious has remained unchanged over the past several decades. Around 29% of Americans report praying several times a day, for example. The Trump administration has vowed to encourage faith and make it easier for Christians to practice their religion and make their voices heard in the public square. Legal groups are suing the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, claiming it is unlawfully refusing to enforce federal workplace protections for transgender workers. Led by Acting Chair Andrea Lucas, the federal agency charged with enforcing laws against workplace discrimination has moved swiftly to comply with President Trump's executive order to get the government out of the business of promoting transgenderism. This is SRN News. This past week, Australia banned children under 16 from holding YouTube accounts.
Communications Minister Annika Wells says the government's implementing the law on behalf of parents who want and deserve better protection for their kids online.
The evidence cannot be ignored that 4 out of 10 Australian kids report that their most recent harm was on YouTube.
YouTube was listed as an exemption in November in Australia when the Parliament passed world-first laws that banned children younger than 16 from platforms including Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok and X. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Today is Sunday, August the 3rd, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including TV personality and lifestyle consultant Martha Stewart. She is 84 years old today. Filmmaker John Landis is 75. Hockey Hall of Famer Marcel Dion, 74. This is SRN News.